Oh, yeah, no contracts with us. We own it, we maintain it, so it's all ours. And that's kind of the thing about the state radio system for police and fire. It's, you know, a lot of it in the smaller communities where there's one or two towers, the state does, you know, own and maintain. But Oz, Detroit, Oakland County, some of the other bigger counties, you know, we put in our own systems because we have our own coverage needs, which are different than, you know, rural communities need more of an open kind of a, you know, they can get away with a couple of towers in a county. But when you start to get down here into the tri-county area, we need a hell of a lot more RF than that to punch into basements and industrial complexes and things like that. So, you know, the state doesn't really build systems like that. So, you know, so the individual counties, it falls on them to put those in, or in some cases cities. You know, like the case of Detroit, they have a pretty big system down there. But, you know, so we have to build them to our needs, and then maintenance on them is uber critical. It's probably the single most important thing we do. It's not probably. It is the single most critical and important thing we do. So everything revolves around these. In fact, today's work is an electrical project that I'm doing so that I have a backup to my backup, to my backup for electrical failures. it's triple backed up with electrical and other various things. So, and you can't even go into these compounds without the state police being notified and them dispatching somebody out. So that's why I got to be here. Hence the babysitting.